Vermont Congressman Peter Welch handily won re-election last week, taking 82% to the 9% his Liberty Union opponent Erica Claussen received. The Democrat returns to a House of Representatives preparing for a Trump presidency and Republican control. Vermont's sole representative says he was very disappointed and surprised by the results of the presidential election.
I did believe the polls. I thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. And I am now here in Washington with everyone else. And folks on both sides of the aisle, quite frankly, were pretty stunned at the outcome of that election. But it's going to be a whole new world here. We're going from President Barack Obama to President Trump. And in fact, I don't think anybody quite knows what's going to happen. Two things, though, in terms of me doing my job for Vermonters. One is, if there's areas where we can work with President-elect Trump, we will. And some promising areas are infrastructure. He says he wants a big plan. Prescription drugs. He supports the idea in my legislation of having price negotiation. The other area, though, that's very alarming is some of his rhetoric about Hispanics, about Muslims. I mean, that is just totally and completely unacceptable. And I'm alarmed that he appointed Mr. Bannon to be basically his advisor right next to him in the White House.
Peter Welch, we also now have not only a Republican House, but we have a Republican Senate. How is that going to affect how you work?
My hope is that they'll be restrained and not overreach. And there'll be a temptation, as there always is, if you not only have a majority in one body, but in both. So I'm going to just encourage my Republican friends to remember that more than half the people voted for Hillary Clinton. She won the popular vote. And there's a lot of America out there who want temperance and restraint. The second thing is I'll continue finding ways on specific issues to work with Republicans as well as Democrats to get concrete things done that'll be helpful to Vermonters.
Peter, there was a group that wanted to delay the House Democratic leadership vote. Were you among them?
Oh, yes. I didn't think we should be voting. It would have been tomorrow. I mean, all of us just returned to Washington this week. We got hammered in this election. And my view is that we've got to stare that in the eye and ask ourselves some pretty hard questions. So rushing into the leadership vote before we even had a chance to have that download discussion about the campaign, I think, was really premature. And I was delighted that Leader Pelosi agreed that we do the election. I think it's going to be on November 30.
The DNC, a lot of debate going on over that, over who should be the next chair of the Democratic National Committee. Howard Dean has resurfaced again. What are your thoughts if you've been following that conversation?
Howard Dean, by the way, is the one who began the 50-state strategy. And that is a lasting contribution that Howard made from when he was the DNC chair before. My colleague Keith Ellison is running as well, and he is a very popular person in Congress and was out there for Bernie. And there's several other candidates running. So I think it's going to be a very spirited race. And part of the race is going to be the Democrats having a discussion about, hey, what do we have to do to connect with the voters who decided they wanted to go with Trump rather than us?
What's your optimism level right now?
Well, it's been better. But, you know, we've got to carry on. All of us have a job, and I'm pretty lucky that Vermonters have entrusted me with the opportunity to represent them down here in what is clearly a big change and will be turbulent times.
An extended interview with Vermont Congressman Peter Welch is available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.